Blog Talk Radio.
Vikings, back into the 50s, and that's where we ought to be, back in the 50s, when people fell in love. Now, they fall in love at the lawyer's office. You sign this prenuptial agreement, darling, till death do us part, or when the meter expires. We're in trouble, man. We destroyed our country. The prodigal son doesn't even want to come home. So, yes, you know what you do? You look at when PBS runs their big con to suck money out of senior citizens, you know, and then they take the money and they use it to promote sex. They do a 50s once a year. They do a tribute to the 50s once a year. And when you look in the audience, you know what you'll see when you look in that audience? You'll see gray-haired people that have been married for life. And the audience is full of them. One-timers. First-timers. All the time. Now, ask yourself, and why did that 50s generation manage to stick it out? And the generation before them. The only people that were getting divorces in the 40s were Hollywood actors and actresses, and they had to go to Mexico. Divorce was frowned upon. Nelson Rockefeller couldn't run for the presidency because a divorce, he was a divorced man. The King of England couldn't ascend the throne because he was marrying a divorced woman. Yes, and they had stopped the beheadings. What happened to us? What happened to us? I heard a priest in church this morning describing a 5:30 a.m. Mass in Brooklyn, probably 40 years ago. And at the end of the Mass, they used to deliver the host, the communion host, the priest would do it to sick people in the parish. He would leave the church with an altar boy, and one altar boy who would ring a bell, and people going to work would see him on the street, they would stop and they would bow reverently. What happened? What happened to the doctor that made house calls? Is this the problem we got today? God's not making house calls? No. The problem is we turned our back on him. We're golden calf worshippers. We're the ones that got thrown out of Moses' camp. We all ended up in Hollywood. We melted down the golden calf, and now we give Oscars for the crappiest movies that were ever made. We've lost our creativity as a nation. We can't invent anything anymore. We're useless. The useless of A. And the Obama administration admits that you're useless, and he gives you a trophy.
There's a trophy because you're still alive. We're in trouble, man. As a buddy of mine used to say, we're all up the fat lady's burqa.
And speaking of burqas, the Academy Award show, the freak show, is about to begin next week, the DNC convention. And they're going to get up there and they're going to pass the hat around for Sandra Fluke so that she can have a condom dispenser over her headboard.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're a sick nation. We really are. We destroyed ourselves.
250 years we wiped it out. And if Obama gets elected, you might as well take the flag down and leave town because it's all over. You'll see more Russian troops in this country than you can imagine. You'll see more Chinese troops in this country than you can imagine. And you'll see a lot of 9-10 New Yorkers identifying patriots for the Russians. Yes, he had a cross. I saw him. He was carrying a cross the other day. He had a Bible. That one had a Bible. I saw him. He's probably got guns, too. Oh, this one had a rosary. This old woman. Yes, she had a rosary. You don't think that can't happen? ABC tonight just ruled no more flag pins. No more flag pins at ABC. No God, no country. Macy's has done away with Merry Christmas. They now just say believe. Believe in what? Slavery? And slavery's coming back, and this time it's taking all colors.
Yeah.
Oh, we have more rehab units than churches. And the party of death is taking all the divide and conquer people that they splintered away from mainstream America, and they're hosting them along with 20,000 Muslims who are going to shout a death to America. They'll open up the convention with the flag burning ceremony, and then they'll have free food, and they'll have free pizza off of Debbie Wasserman's head. And you just have to let them know if you want mushrooms or anchovies. Spaghetti head. Yeah, they're going to do a tribute to women. Wait till you see what they trot out. Madonna will probably be there with three Soviet punk stars. Yeah, they're going to get Clint Eastwood. Oh, I could just see it now. Yeah, Rob Reiner, he'll be there denouncing Christ. Oh, what a mess. What a mess we're in. It's a wonder we're still alive. So, having said that, I just did the show tonight to test my powers of transmission. So I got 5 minutes left. What could I tell you? Let me see if I could tell you what I did in a blog today. That might make your day. Here we go. This will really get you. Okay. My blog today is called Das Kapital. That's a Soviet, a Leninist book, Das Kapital. Karl Marx, I think, wrote it. It was either him or George Clooney. And next week, the Communist Convention. Next week, the Communist Convention. And I am a Blog Talk Radio, the Spirit of America Party. And if you Google me, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can get the RNC convention, which was the last show I did. You'll get a kick out of it. There's a Russian guy there who went to Sleepy's and bought a woman for $4.99. Yeah, I buy this woman. She in paper. And next week at the Demo Camo Convention in Occupied in North Carolina, my theme that will go forward into till the end of the year is don't be afraid to use the word communist. If you can't say it, if there's a mental block on your tongue, it's because you've been brainwashed. And you know how you can tell you were brainwashed? Feel behind your left ear, comrade, and see if there's a drain plug there. The Obama symbol is forward. He has rewritten the American symbol. There's no more God in country. The new symbol is forward, no God, no country. And there'll be posters like Soviets raising a flag and with a big, powerful uranium plant in the background. And it says, this is not a GM. GM is in China. After I win a reinfection, we talk to Putin. Yeah, this is going to be one of the convention themes. What should I say to Putin? Then there's another one. It says, forward, comrades. And it's a picture of Fidel and Che Guevara. Fidel's lighting a cigar. And Che is kissing him on the cheek. It says, forward, comrades. I own all the cigars. I own all the sugar cane. And my people are eating still life paintings. Then there's one I found. I never saw this one before. It is Chinese women all looking alike, all in uniforms with sewing machines, and they're making American flags. And it's on the cover of New Yorker magazine. Forward, comrades. And then there's a plug for the new Demo Camo Party. Join the Communist Party. This way to progress. Apply now. And then forward, comrades. And then there's two North Koreans beating an American with rifle butts. And it says, forward with a military bigger than the U.S. Yeah. And then the revolution will not be televised. And it's a picture of Hugo Chavez. And it's dated 11th April 2002. Venezuela. And underneath it, it says, forward, comrades, I own all the oil, I own Massachusetts and the Kennedys. And if you missed the RNC prayers to God and country, here it is. And then I give you my Blog Talk Radio RNC convention. Spirit of America Party, go to Blog Talk Radio, go to SOAP, Spirit of America Party, and you'll get all of the latest, the blogs, radio shows. And next week, the Communist Academy Awards. I have one short website, www.mediacrapmatters.us. It's dedicated to stopping George Soros. Then I have www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. Then I have a picture of my book, The Spirit of America Party, which you can get on Amazon. And it says on the cover, Take Me to the Beach. And if you take this book to the beach, you will be digging in. And then somebody said that the $5 trillion that Obama spent is Bush's fault. And Bush had his own debt. And I say, Bush's fault. 9-1-1 was dropped in his lap. What was he supposed to do? His $5 trillion deficit was the cost of 9-1-1. Obama's deficit is wasteful spending. Bush lost 461 Americans over 8 years in Afghanistan. Obama hides the KIA count with colors. Green versus blue. This is the latest crap that the Democrats are dishing out. You can't beat liars who lie all the time. And remember, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Jimmy from Brooklyn said that. You want to know about communism, you find Jimmy from Brooklyn. He will make your hair stand on end. Anyway, Dead Marines are hidden in the communist press now. They're classified as NATO troops. Obama has lost 2,000 Americans in 3 years and 10 months. Bush only lost 461. And that doesn't count SEAL Team 6, which he lost, and that's not going to be in his movie, and 39 shot in the back. Americans, plus the Americans he lets rot in PC prison for serving their country. Every one of those guys should be given a pardon. Are you listening, Mitt? Pardon the GIs unjustly persecuted for fighting for their country. Do it, Mitt, and the world will love you. This guy, Obama, is the worst president in American history. The mistake of two centuries. Our first step should be to relieve General Allen of his command in Afghanistan and transfer him where he can't hurt anybody. The runout is going to be one big Muslim gauntlet. You better get the women out first and stop playing politically correct, because there's going to be a lot of politically correct body bags. The real news is not brought to you by ABC. Goodbye to ABC TV. ABC News joins Obama and bans American flag lapel pins. I'm big on American flag lapels. All the guys I see that wear them are great Americans. The communists call them metal warriors, but they're more than that. They're the backbone of the nation. Even Juan Williams wears one. You know who doesn't wear one? I could tell you stories. Bill O'Reilly doesn't wear one, and I can hear his answer right now. I don't have to wear a medal to show that I'm a patriot. It's in my gear. Yeah. And another guy that took his pin off was Alan Combs. 30 days after 9/11, he removed it. But that's not the big atrocity. 30 days later, almost to the day, Sean Hannity removed his. He's put it back on since. But I also, in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have a song that's the same tune as Bill Bailey, and it's called "Why Don't You Wear Your Flag Pin, O'Reilly?" You'll like it. It's good. Barbara Walters has even said this is going to hurt ABC bad. Yep. And she works for ABC. Yesterday, the brass at ABC News issued orders forbidding reporters to wear lapel pin, American flags, or other patriotic insignia. Their reasoning was that ABC should remain neutral about causes. ABC should have had an office on the 80th floor of the World Trade Center and see how many seconds they stayed neutral. Yeah, I could tell you they're dying words right now. Effing Arabs. Yeah, since when is patriotism to be discouraged? I urge you to boycott ABC and its sponsors and affiliates. Boycotts are coming, folks. It's going to be common. It's going to be a common tactic. The left has started it. They got Glenn Beck with boycotts. They scared Fox into getting rid of Glenn Beck. And I don't buy the story that he was losing sponsors. I don't buy it. They were under orders from somebody higher to get rid of Glenn Beck. May God preserve Glenn Beck. We are slowly losing everything our country stands for. Oh, the crosses are coming down, then the flags, and you'll all be able to buy legalized marijuana. That'll be taxed. Things are going to be taxed, and you're going to be a junkie. I haven't got the tax money. I can't buy the load. Yeah, everything our men and women fought and died to preserve. They used to play the Star Spangled Banner at 11 o'clock every night. That's when we were American. Now we're not a melting pot. There's another word I'd like to use. We're a poo-poo platter. Yeah, please forward this to as many as you can. And this has been verified by www.truthorfiction.com rumors. I'll get you that far. You got to go the rest of the way. This one needs to be circulated quickly. You know what I love? When they don't mention who the brass is, their backgrounds and communist affiliations. It is like when they say the court rules. How about naming the judge, his background, and his communist affiliations? And you'll never see a flag on New York One unless a window is open and a bus goes by. You can find a French one in the back office. Have you noticed dead Americans are now classified as NATO troops to cover up Obama's losses? You're worried about the stock market loss? Wait till you lose your country. You're worried about global warming? Wait till you don't have a blanket as you run across the George Washington Bridge to avoid the big mushroom. Oh, that's never going to happen. Yeah, let me tell you something. Never can happen. Happens all the time. You don't believe me? Show me where the World Trade Center used to be. Show me those two buildings. There is no more red, white, and blue, only green versus blue. Wait till Christmas bells start ringing. Shop Macy's, comrade, get a big red star. Salvation Army banned from Target. Did you know that? How sad, huh? How sad. Okay. We're saying sayonara, because I think my 5 minutes is up. I did my broadcast. Let me see where we are. Yes, we're out of time. Okay, I'll leave you with a tune. One that you forgot. One that you hardly remember. Would you like to hear Bill Clinton and Hillary arguing? I have a tape. You want to hear it? Where is it? Here it is. It's only 21 seconds. Yeah, we eavesdropped on him up in Chappaqua.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me sick, for I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me, you drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I owed you to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
I hope they get together. She's got a new accent now that she's going to be the president in 2016. Yeah, and then we'll have Bush again. Yeah, we're like a used car lot here for candidates. Yeah, I think I'll take the Americans for 10,000. What was that show they used to bet on? Losing my voice here. I hate this. I'm looking for my Star Spangled Banner. Bear with me. It's worth it, let me tell you. It's going to be worth it when you're in that concentration camp. I was watching Norman Mineta, a Japanese fella. A lot of great Japanese. How come we got no Japanese candidates for president? How come we got no Chinese candidates for president? Or do we? Do we have a Chinese president? Well, I can't find him. My Star Spangled Banner. This is not fair. Okay. You know what I'll give you? Nah, it's too long. Let me see if I can find something. Yeah, how come we don't have no Greeks for president? No Italians for president? And the Irish had their chance, and they blew it. Oh, Ted Kennedy was a good man. Yeah, he's still good. He's shoveling coal now in boiler number 3. He's down there. He's making room for Bill Maher. Well, I'm going to have to go out with Somebody Stole My Gal.
I found it.
One Nation Under God and Tim Tebow.